We're studying the article, Exile and Redemption. We're continuing from the subtitle, The Difference Between a Secular Ideal and a Religious Ideal. A secular ideal stems from humanity, and hence cannot raise itself above humanus. Conversely, a religious ideal which stems from the Creator can raise itself above humanity. This is because the basis for a secular ideal is equalization and the price of glorifying man. And he acts in order to boast in the eyes of people. And although he is sometimes disgraced in the eyes of his contemporaries, he still relies on other generations. And it is still a precious thing for him, like a gem that fuels its owner, although no one knows of it or cherishes it. A religious ideal, however, is based on glory in the eyes of the Creator. Hence, he who follows a religious ideal can raise himself above humanity. So it is among the nations of our exile. As long as we followed the path of the Torah, we were safe, for it is known that all the nations, that we are a highly developed nature, and they wanted our cooperation. They exploit us, each according to their own selfish desires. But we still had great power among the nations. So after all the exploitation, there still remained a handsome portion left for us, greater than for the civilians of the land. But because people rebelled against the Torah in their aspiration to execute their selfish ploys, they lost life's purpose, meaning the work of the Creator, and replaced the sublime goal for selfish goals of life's pleasures. Thus, anyone who attained fortune raised his goal with glory and beauty. In consequence, where the religious man scattered his monetary surplus on charity, good deeds, building seminaries, and other such collective needs, the selfish one scattered their surplus on the joys of life, food and drink, clothing and jewels, and equalized himself with the prominent in that nation. By these words, I only mean to show that the Torah and the natural law of development go hand in hand, in wondrous unity, even with blind faith. Thus, the bad incidents in the exile, which we have much to tell of from the days of our exile, were all because we embezzled the Torah. Had we kept the commandments of the Torah, no harm would come to us.
Yes, keeping the commandments of the Torah means if we worked in order to bestow all the time, then of course no harm would come to us. No questions? None. Maybe still. I would read it again.
Again, the difference between a secular ideal and a religious ideal. A secular ideal stems from humaneness, and hence cannot raise itself above humaneness. Conversely, a religious ideal, which stems from the Creator, can raise itself above humanity. This is because the basis for a secular ideal is equalization and the price of glorifying man. And he acts in order to boast in the eyes of people. And although he is sometimes disgraced in the eyes of his contemporaries, he still relies on other generations, and it is still a precious thing for him, like a gem that fuels its owner, although no one knows of it or cherishes it.
In other words, what's important is how he measures himself compared to other people. This is called the secular ideal.
A religious ideal, however, is based on the glory in the eyes of the Creator. Hence, he who follows a religious ideal can raise himself above humanity. So it is among the nations of our exile. As long as we followed the path of the Torah, we were safe, for it is known to all the nations that we are a highly developed nation, and they wanted our cooperation. They exploit us each according to their own selfish desires, but we still had great power among the nations. So after all the exploitation, there still remains a handsome portion left for us, greater than for the civilians of the land. But because people rebelled against the Torah in their aspiration to execute their selfish ploys, they lost life's purpose, meaning the work for the Creator, and replaced the sublime goal for selfish goals of life's pleasures. Thus, anyone who attained fortune raised his goal with glory and beauty. In consequence, where the religious man scattered his monetary surplus on charity, good deeds, building seminaries, and other such collective needs, the selfish ones scattered their surplus on the joys of life, food and drink, clothing and jewels, and equalized themselves with the prominent in that nation. By these words, I only mean to show that the Torah and the natural law of development go hand in hand, in wondrous unity, even with blind faith. Thus, the bad incidents in the exile, which we have much to tell of from the days of our exile, were all because we embezzled the Torah. Had we kept the commandments of the Torah, no harm would have come to us.
That's the main thing he wants to say. At least this we should understand. And if not understand, then accept. Because if we kept love your neighbor as yourself, then of course no bad would ever come to us. And this we have to remember and try to come to. Okay?
PT-19. What you just said, that if we kept the commandments, no harm would have happened to us. The Creator created the evil inclination. So, what we would have been born and bestowed.
The evil inclination would then help you constantly keep yourself from the evil inclination. This is why it's called help made against him. He acts towards you in such a way that is opposite from it. He deliberately shows you where you can go and succeed above it, against it. And in this way, you develop. This is called the evil inclination being an angel, meaning a force in nature that shows you the place where you can resist it, and this way succeed and come closer to the Creator, become similar to the Creator.
Does this depend on us or the records that are supposed to come towards us? If we would have kept the commandments, it doesn't all depend on us, right?
It all depends only on us.
Not on the records?
On us and our free choice to choose to go in such a way that each and every time we want to keep or observe the commandments of the Torah, which is called connection and love.
Was there an opportunity to keep the commandments in the last few centuries?
It was always possible. The only question is under what conditions, and could we or couldn't we? There are such states where we can no longer keep the commandments of the Torah, which is in order to bestow. And then permission is given to the saboteur. And then wars come and problems come to the world. And then people don't feel that there is anything good, that there is a possibility to do something good. And in this way, the world falls into troubles and problems. After some time, these problems and troubles enter the will to receive, which suffers, and after the suffering that accumulates in the will to receive, there comes another period when it is possible to work with the will to receive and invert it to in order to bestow, etc.
So it all depends on man. Also, the Holocaust, everything depends on man.
Everything depends only on man. From Adam, from the first man to the last man.
Thank you.
Okay. BT 30.
He gives two examples that in secular ideal is to be in the glory of the eyes of the other beings, and religious is to be in the glory of the eyes of the Creator. What does that mean?
To the extent that the Creator demands of you to perform acts of bestowal according to your state or your ability, you do it, and then you boast in the eyes of the Creator.
Is there a way to check that I'm not mistaking in it?
These are different questions already. No, this you can't. You should do acts of bestowal, however you can, without any calculations, whether you're bestowing more or less, but up to zero. All right. No more questions. So, well, it's a shame that people aren't really getting into the depth of the article. So let's read the next excerpt, and that's it.
Moscow 1.
He writes here, we're not getting translation.
No, we're saying it means that there was a period that after they came back from Egypt and were in the land of Israel, and they started working in the correct order between people, So there was a period that they lived according to the laws of the Torah, meaning in order to bestow. The law of love. And afterwards, because the will to receive still grows, because we have to reach the final correction of it, so it must grow every time, so they couldn't sustain the laws of bestowing between them. That's why the wars started between the different parts and sects in the nation, and then foreign nations started coming, and then Nebuchadnezzar came. And took control of Israel. He took them into Babylon, and after a few years they returned from there. And again, reinstilled the state of Israel in the land of Israel. This was before building the second temple. That also didn't hold for a while, for a long time, because there were also wars and problems between them. As much as they couldn't live together. And it is impossible, because to live together in the nation of Israel means according to keeping the law of love your friend as yourself, like you see today. Today you have, in such a small country, you have over 20 political parties, more than the United States or Russia. Because if you don't follow the law of bestowal and connection, so it's a big problem. It's a big problem in connection between people, in connection between Jews. And then they all fell and shattered. And instead of, well, the second temple was destroyed, and they all went into exile, and in that exile, groups started forming, that someone into Christianity, and then more groups,
Islam.
That went to Islam. And that is what remained. A small group, like our groups, there are a few more little groups, very small. That's what remained from the method. And now it's starting to live again. And the rest became such a
French.
It went to the masses that there's nothing to expect from it.
Si le Rav veut expliquer qu'est-ce que c'est que cette que nous avions de la puissance parmi les nations.
Can you explain what it means that we were strong among the nations? And then we lose our power?
If we're connected between us in order to bestow to one another, by this we resemble the force of the Creator. And then no one can rise above us or beat us or exploit us. But if we aren't connected between us, according to love your friend as yourself, or at least close to it, or in a tendency towards it, so we are weaker than everybody, and everybody can come to us and do whatever they want to us. Let's say like the Holocaust, that happened 70, 80 years ago, it's a result of the nation not being connected and was completely disassembled. That's why the Holocaust happened, and today we have to learn from that, how we should connect in order to keep those shatters of the nation and to connect the rest, whoever has the intention to bestow. Okay.
Yes. Oui, il y a aussi une autre. Si Laura veut expliquer, peut-être pas, mais lorsque.
There's another part in the text, if you can explain, where Bala Sulam says that a secular man is based on previous generations.
Don't exactly understand.
He writes about this phenomenon that sometimes he is despised in the eyes of his contemporaries and yet relies on other generations.
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
C'était dans le premier paragraphe.
In the paragraph you read now.
In one sentence, you mean? What? Niv.
Where is it in one sentence?
That as long as we don't raise our goal.
No. That's the end of the section. He says there's a situation where he relies on other generations. In the second paragraph, on the difference between secular ideal and religious ideal.
It's clear to us. It's like between scientists or people that deal with culture, education, musicians, writers. So they see themselves important and measure themselves each towards the other and build some stage for themselves, and that stage exists for hundreds of years, and according to that, they check people, they measure who's more, who's less, and why. Okay. So we have to let's read the last paragraph.
Congruity and unity between Torah and blind fate in the development of human calculation. Hence, I hereby propose to the House of Israel,
all those who are aimed the Ashalket, straight to the Creator,
to say to our troubles, enough. And at the very least, make a human calculation regarding those adventures that they have inflicted on us time and time again, and here in our country as well. We wish to start our own policy, as we have no hope of clutching at the ground as a nation, as long as we do not accept our holy Torah without any allowances.
Meaning that we won't start relating to one another in order to bestow, and then from us, such forces will start spreading to the world.
To the last condition of the work, lishma, and not for one's own sake, with any residue of selfishness, as I have proven in the article Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah. If we do not establish ourselves accordingly, then there are classes among us, and we will undoubtedly be pushed once to the right and once to the left, like all the nations, and much more so, since the nature of the developed is that they cannot be restrained for any important notion that comes from an opinionated person will not bow its head before anything and knows no compromise. This is why our sages said, Israel is the fiercest among the nations, as one whose mind is broader is most obstinate. This is a psychological law. And if you do not understand me, go and study this lesson among the contemporary members of the nation. While we have only begun to build, time has already disclosed our fierceness and assertiveness of the mind, and that which one builds, the other ruins. This is known to all. But there is only one innovation in my words. They believe that in the end, the other side will understand the danger and will bow his head and accept their view. But I know that even if we tie them up together, one will not surrender to the other even a little, and no danger will interrupt anyone from carrying out his ambition.
It's just like all those think, the parliament members, government members, all kinds of them, each one stands ground in his opinion and is sure that gradually the other people will come closer to him and accept his ideas. And that's how they just go and destroy everything. Yep.
In a word, as long as we do not raise our goal above the corporeal life, we will have no corporeal resurrection. For the spiritual and the corporeal in us cannot dwell together. We are the children of the idea. And even if we are immersed in 49 gates of materialism, we will still not give up the idea. Hence, it is the holy purpose of for his sake that we need.
Okay, questions? I don't see any questions. Except for Beersheba.
Ken.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World 10. A question about principles. A secular ideal compared to a religious ideal. Can the two approaches be combined, or is the secular ideal only to throw us into the religious ideal of love your neighbor as yourself?
Again?
Is it possible to combine the two approaches?
Secular and religious, what are you saying?
The secular ideal and the religious ideal.
It can't be because they're contradicting. The secular ideal is to be in glory in the eyes of man. And the religious, what we say religious, the religious people don't accept this, but what we said is to be in glory in the eyes of the Creator. And it's two completely different approaches and purposes, and their means for it are different. And by realizing the corporeal idea, or the secular, as he says, you don't get support from above for it. And that's why you see in what way the life is today constantly being confused and wars and lack of order. And through the religious ideal, he says that you have to reach love your friend as yourself, as thyself. We didn't try that yet. Look how that resembles the general law of all of reality.
The human ideal doesn't allow us to come to love your neighbor as yourself?
Never. It will never. Because humanity doesn't have forces to reach love your friend as yourself, even not to the smallest connection. Look what's happening in our country or the whole world, where everyone is in contradicting and arguing and fighting and wars, and it's going to be worse and worse. Who's guilty about it? the nation of Israel. That's why every so often they're going to come back to the nation of Israel and give them blows, because we will constantly be blamed that all the evil in the world happens because of us, and they'll be right.
That means that the view in man should change the approach of all of humanity, otherwise there would be no wholeness?
Correct.
PT9.
Yes, so these words are very appropriate, more and more so today. We are children of the idea. Even if we are immersed in materialism, we will not give up the idea. He means the people of Israel, from today's people of Israel?
Yes, it doesn't matter whether they know it or not, but in the nation there's a software, a program they have to implement, and then the forces of nature press on it, on the nation, to advance them towards the implementation.
So when he says we will not relinquish the idea, does it mean that the Creator will not make allowances to us?
Right.
It feels like the direction is opposite. We're moving away from any awareness of it or memory of it.
I don't think we're moving away from it, or that it's even there in the nation. If you mean the ideal, the religious ideal, meaning love your friend as yourself, that you make human society like all of nature and like the Creator.
So, I don't feel that it's a matter of lack of explanation. It's like a higher force that disconnects this whole people.
You can connect these things to whatever you want, all these matters. But the laws of nature are the laws of nature. And you can't say anything else about it. It will happen, whether you want it or not, whether you understand it or not. You understand, good. You don't, so you don't. The least of a beastly brain and more looking at our sources.
Yes, so that's from the Creator's perspective, but from our perspective, from the perspective of the people of Israel, what should happen?
We need to do what the Torah demands of us. That's it. Turkey 3.
Thank you, my friend's asking. Do we distort the court of creation when we are not directed toward our spiritual purpose?
We, according to as much as we can and are able, to keep that law in the connection of creation, and according to that, we succeed in our life and advance in the right direction. And then we discover creation is one whole mechanism. That's it. And if we don't do it, so creation itself will turn itself around in such a way that will suffer, get blows, wars, die from one generation to the next until we keep it.
New York 4.
New York 4.
Rav, during the time of the temple, the nation was living in the attainment of love. It sounds very wonderful. It sounds inspiring. I'm wondering why the Kabbalists don't write to us about this period more. Maybe we could get some kind of example from it, aspire towards it more.
He writes a bit about it. On the periods of the wars that were back then, there were always wars. There was always a disagreement. Don't think that it was all pink and nice and sweet. There was a very big collision. Where is that written, Neve? Ask the friends.
He writes about it here too, about the
Tzdukim
and Pushim.
There were constant wars we didn't reach a state that the law of love really existed. It also can be because it's before Gemar Tikkun. So according to the system wasn't ready for it yet. That's why we constantly have to advance towards keeping that system. Today, we are really advancing, and a group like us is aimed towards a goal as much as they can according to the degree, and we will hope that we'll still advance and reach the implementation of the law of creation. Otherwise, humanity will be against the Creator, against the general law of creation. And then, as Bala Sulam writes, will come the third and fourth world war. So we need to try and prevent it.
Internet woman.
Internet women.
Woman Chile. Rav Yakar.
Women Chile. Dear Rav, can you explain the following sentence? My intention with these words is only to show that the Torah and the natural law of development, even with blind faith, go hand in hand in wondrous unity.
The Torah tells us and adapts us to the general system that the will to receive is in all of the system of creation, in all the degrees, root 1, 2, 3, 4, and the way it's connected on all those degrees to one system called the vessel of Adam Rishon. And we gradually feel we want to reveal that vessel, we're in it, we're on the way to reveal it, and that's what we're expecting soon, to actually reveal it. And then it'll be easier to speak about it and study.
From Latin 22, according to what we read, can we understand that when something bad happens to us in life, there is a need to correct our egoistic intention?
Of course. Also, if you don't get some bad occasion in life, we should always search what else we can correct in the egoistic intention of each one and all of us together.
Moscow.
From Moscow. And if we can't arrange ourselves, organize ourselves, how can we understand it? What does it mean if we don't organize ourselves? Is this internal actions, external actions?
Of course, internal. If we don't connect between us in one heart, so obviously that the force that works in such a way that it separates between us, and then we suffer more.
Ken.
Moscow 8.
Yeah.
Moscow 8. All the secular and religious are within us, inside the Baruch?
No, in all the world. It doesn't matter. Secular, religious. We're not speaking about religions, faiths, habits, customs, only about keeping the law of creation, that everyone has to connect together into one desire. That's called love your friend as yourself on the human level.
Pity time, woman, pity time.
Women, pity too. What comes out of the process of the people abandoning the Torah? What do these pauses contribute in the realization, and can they be made shorter?
The nation leaving the Torah means that they don't want to keep the law of love on any level, and by this, they're causing bad to all of humanity.
Women Hebrew.
Women Hebrew, Bala Sulam writes very strictly, stiffly, how should we observe the Torah and Mitzvot commandments from now on, according to what he said in the article?
To come closer to one another and advertise to the whole world that this is the general law of creation, and according to this law, we need to exist. Otherwise, the world will go into third and fourth world war.
Last
question on the topic. There are other questions outside the topic. What is the part, this is from PT6, what's the part of the women in determining the ideal in this generation?
There's no difference between men or women. And I think a woman can work here even more than a man.
Ken.
There are other questions besides the topic of the article?
No.
Look at that.
We shouldn't. I'm afraid it's going to be confusing. Anyway, we went through a very intense lesson in the first part. So what I think is that we should just give Niv the baton and he should end.
Okay, so first of all, we're supposed to have info. I assume they will come up in a minute, but we have 10 more minutes, so maybe we can also do a workshop, summary, something like that.
Let's hear info first.
Info? Oh.
Gent.
Igal, Vakasha.
כן, שלום לכולם.
Yeah. Hello everyone. We're happy to announce that. So we're approaching Passover, and we're happy to invite everyone. It's happening today, Sunday, beginning at six p.m. to 8 p.m. Israel time. Everyone's invited to a festive connection meal, virtual. Titled Exiting Egypt. Iran, what are we going to have there? We can't hear him. Okay. Iran, today at 6 p.m., we will be sitting in our tents. Men, women will be sitting in a live broadcast. It'll include virtual rooms and a band and sketch. And of course, Rav will interpret special excerpts that we've prepared for this evening. And there will be other surprises. Of course, very strong connection. We want to invite everyone who is connected to us, all our friends, including those who are normally not so often with us. We want to invite everyone to this special evening that connects, that will connect all of us around the world. And it's an opportunity to ask Rav, you know, for the past 2 weeks we've been studying the topic of Passover. And we would like to concentrate our forces. We understand already a little more about Passover. So how do we concentrate our forces together in this event, in this special unity evening?
That you have to find. You have to find the way and the order and the form and the mold that you are building in order to feel yourself in one heart. And in such a way, you can come out of Egypt. Try and see how the friends should think at least to want us to connect in our desires. And then the rest is upon the Creator.
Can we do this in one event? Is there a special meaning to this time when we are all together this evening?
So until the evening you make preparations, and then in the evening you connect. Yep. Or ask everybody what's convenient for them.
So we will all be together, men, women, also people who are newer, more veteran. How do we all intend or aim for one thing?
Good luck till this evening. Niv.
כן, יגאל, אתם סיימתם? אם כן,
yes, יגאל, are you done? If you are, then we have an answer to Iran as preparation for the Kabbalah, World Kabbalah Convention. The World Social Team is inviting us for a preparation meeting today before the Unity Evening, so at 5:30 p.m. A link to the Zoom was sent yesterday. It'll be sent again after the lesson. The meeting will be translated into Hebrew, English, and Spanish. So again, at 5:30 p.m., preparation for the World Kabbalah Convention that will take place at the end of this month, and that will be, and a link to the Zoom will be sent to everyone. So again, our broadcast today is from 10:30 to 11:30, the writers' meeting recorded with Dr. Lightman from 6 to 8. PM, Unity Evening, meal live. This concludes the lesson. Have a good day and great night.
Light awakens our soul. The spark of love flashes. Ego is turning to ashes. In lessons with friends, we discover his hand. No lies on the path. I promise I'll cover your back. When we pray for our connection, we can hear his call. We are following one goal. We are ready. We are ready to go. When we step into the light, about so high, together we can fly above the sky. Sadi sadne meri sikha, pyar ka matlab hai ekta, ekhi ekhi main dikha ke ye khuda. Sadi sadne meri sikha, pyar ka matlab hai ekta, ekhi ekhi main dikha ke ye khuda. The spark of love flashes, ego is turning to ashes. When we step into the light of our reason so high, together we can fly above the sky. Sadi sadne meri sikha, pyar ka matlab hai ekta, ekhi ekhi main dikha ke ye khuda. Sadi sadne meri sikha, pyar ka matlab hai ekta, ekhi ekhi प्यार का मतलब है एकता एक ही मैं दिखा के ये खुदा सारी सब ने मैंने सीखा प्यार का मतलब है एकता एक ही मैं दिखा के ये खुदा